90 Bible.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And just like that, it's like magic. We are here on Monday. The time changed, and we're all cool.
We're here.
How you guys doing today?
Great.
Doing well, and you doing well.
Oh, by God. The sun's shining for a change. I'm loving it.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, indeed.
Sunshine.
We are talking with Pastor Randall Gamble and also Shiloh today, who's a little under the weather with the Get Real Ministries, but getting real with it. You folks have really been getting real. Give us a little bit of a progress report since last time.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to start. Of course, you know, just a few weeks ago, the warming center opened up on the west side of town for this freak Oklahoma blizzard that we had. It was brutal. It was quite brutal. But we held our Jesus Burger event over on at the west side, and it was an amazing, amazing turnout. They opened up the West Side Community Center and set up beds, set up cots for homeless folks. The community came together. It was amazing how the community came together. Keith and Christy McPhail with B Monthly Magazine were a major part of that. Gosh, I'm going to start dropping names. I'm going to leave people out, and I don't want to do that. But it was amazing what God was able to do through this community as far as housing the homeless. Feeding the homeless, the donations come in with food. It was just crazy. During our Jesus Burger event, we had salvations take place. People come and eight salvations, I believe it was, took place. We had eight or nine water baptisms. We set up we use a horse trough. I mean, come on, we're getting real with
it. Hey, you might as well. You know, that's what you got. That's what you use.
Yes, so we set up a water baptismal inside. And we had eight or nine water baptisms take place. And there were, at one time, I believe there was 37 folks staying there at the West Side Community Center, where right across the street here is another ministry.
You know, over the Comanche Center.
Yes, in the Comanche Center.
Gathering Center.
The Gathering Center. They were able to house 10 or so people. So, like I say, God shook this community and said, hey, guys, wake up. There's a real problem here. And he brought the community together. And it's not about a church. It's not about an organization. It's about the body of Christ coming together. And we got to see that in action. So I said all that to say that so many wonderful people from Bartlesville came together to make this whole event take place. But it's not a one-and-done deal.
No.
It's not a one-and-done deal. And a lot of people don't want to hear this, but it is what it is. I mean, there's a homeless population in Bartlesville. And so many... So many people don't understand a lot of what causes homelessness. It could be drugs, it could be self-inflicted, but so many times it's circumstances.
Oh, you bet it is.
Beyond their control, things that have taken place. There's a lot of mental health issues that are prevalent. So can we fix this homeless situation? Well, Jesus said, the poor you will have with you only. Okay, but he also said that when you saw me naked, you clothed me. When you saw me hungry, you fed me. When you saw me in prison, you visited me. When I was sick, you came to me. And they said, Lord, when did we see you homeless or hungry or naked? Or he said, when you've done it to the least of one of these, you've done it unto me. So the purpose and the things that I'm talking about is this. There is a population here in Bartlesville, good people that have fallen on some hard times. And we're not going to give up on them. The same way with this month's Jesus Burger event is also, we incorporate it with our March Against Meth, which each March, it's an awareness. It's awareness that we do to let people know that there's resources here locally in Bartlesville and surrounding areas that when they're ready to get clean, that there's people there and there's organizations, there's resources here to help them. Because it's a ugly, ugly lifestyle. It's a terrible thing. So yeah, this month at Jesus Burger, Keith McPhail is going to have a testimony. He's with B Monthly Magazine. He's going to give his testimony. Mm-hmm. We have some other wonderful people that have come out of that addiction that are going to give their testimony. Shiloh and I were in that world, strung out on dope, but God. There's some amazing, amazing organizations out there like AA and NA and rehab facilities and CR, some amazing organizations that help. You know, I mean, they're good organizations. For me, it took the power of Jesus Christ to set me free.
That's the ultimate power.
That's the ultimate power. So anyway, this Saturday is our Jesus Burger event, mm-hmm. 6 p.m. 4:11. Yeah. Our fifth March Against Meth. My wife's trying to feed me some information here, and she's a little bit, she used up all of her words already, you know.
So. I hope you recover soon, because I know that hurts.
He doesn't.
So anyway, love you, babe. Love you. It's all fun.
Yeah.
Where was I? What was we talking about?
So, fifth. March Against Meth.
It's our fifth March Against Meth event. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people set free, healed, delivered, and set free. On the Rock Ministries is a part of what we do. Mm-hmm. Ken and Sandy Dawson and their crew, amazing, amazing people. They reach a lot of young people, a lot of kids, and they try to.
We do the adults.
Yeah, we pretty much reach out to the adults,
mm-hmm.
whereas Ken and On the Rock reach out to the families of the same adults that we minister to,
mm-hmm.
and. The whole nucleus of the family thing, we try to reach the adults because the kids come to whatever church that bus comes and picks them up, and they're in that place of peace and solitude, if you will, for an hour and a half or 2 hours, however long their church service is. Mm-hmm. And then they walk back into that same scenario of the drugs and all in their homes. We're believing that God is going to be able to break that cycle. And that's why we spend so much time reaching out to not just homeless, but, you know, everyone. There's people on east side, west side. It makes no difference. The drug, meth, and drugs, meth especially, has no boundaries.
No, it doesn't know what you look like or how old you are. It's
no
just going to pick on you.
Persons. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Line up worship, word, burgers, baptisms.
Excuse me?
The
yeah. Oh. Okay. Jesus Burger. And a lot of people are like, when you say Jesus Burger, they're like, I don't. What is that? Well, basically, now it's summertime. The weather's going to be nice. Behind our church, we have this park area.
Mm-hmm.
What it is? It's full blown church. We start with the worship. We preach the word. We have the water baptism set up. While we're doing all this, guys are grilling fresh hamburgers with all the sides. We have food bags that we put together for people in transition or homeless, if you will. We have On the Rock Ministries has donated a bus to us.
Mm-hmm.
We use that bus. We go around different places around town and pick up people that need rides or homeless people. We bring them to the event. When everything is said and done, the ministry part is over. Everybody comes together. They eat burgers. The clothing ministry is open. They go. They shop to get all the clothing that they need. The water baptisms, everything there is free, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus.
Wow.
So, you know, of course we take donations,
mm-hmm.
But we've been doing this for like 20 months now,
mm-hmm.
and not one time have we ever come up short on the things that we need.
That's
good. So that's every bit Jesus. It's every bit Jesus.
You've taken on another kind of responsibility, too. You were talking about a clothing ministry. Well, you're doing a little this, little that, little bit of everything in order to keep the lights on and everything else.
You know, it's not that I'm looking for something to do.
You have plenty.
You know, there's plenty to do. But I believe that God has made it an opportunity for us to open up or take over, if you will. I don't know what the proper term would be. Harbor Freight. Yeah, hey, I like to have Harbor Freight.
There you go. You'll be in some pretty high cotton here pretty soon.
Thrift Harbor.
But anyway, guys at Harbor Freight are going, what?
Yeah, no kidding. Big sale today. Thrift Harbor. Let me get this straight. Thrift Harbor. And God has just blessed us with abundance as far as volunteers and people's donations, et cetera, et cetera. And what we, what our intent and purpose with this thrift store, which is renamed Get Real Thrifty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our signage is supposed to be in this week, so we'll be able to change the signs. But Get Real Thrifty. And what the purpose of this is to generate revenue so that we can do more outreaches. Our Jesus Burger events, somewhere around $600-$700 a month each time we put it on, which may not sound like much to some organizations, but you know,
it's the world to yours.
It is. It absolutely is. But God has provided each and every time. And this resale shop, that's our intent and purpose, is to not only fund this Jesus Burger event, but I'll share part of my vision. And part of my vision is there's so many apartment complexes around Bartlesville that are lightly touched, if you will, as far as church organizations going out and visiting. Well, what my heart is to have basically a Jesus Burger event at all these different apartment complexes. Now, whatever local church or whatever churches are close to that area, I want to touch base with them. I want to let them know this is our heart. This is what we would like to do. Would you come and be a part of? Because the people that we reach are going to need some place to attend church. And if your place is closer than my place or their place, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
Send out the invitation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. Wow. So anyway, while we're not doing that,
Hey, Rando, do you sleep?
Yes, I guess.
I just wondering. A little bit.
So, last year, I have to share this. Between June 1 and July 17th, okay, of last year, we distributed over 350,000 pounds of food out of our parking lot.
Wow, we.
Over on 14th Street. Over 350,000 pounds of food. Not including what we hand out every Wednesday after service and every Sunday after service, and not including what people the one at a time and all that contact us for food. And Pastor Rod Baker of North Star Bridge Ministries in Jinx, Oklahoma, an amazing man of God, has made that possible for us. I knew Pastor Rod when he was with Pastor Billy Joe Doherty at Victory Christian Center in Tulsa 20 some years ago. And of course, we life happened. We went different ways. Well, God reconnected our steps just a few months ago, and all of the food that we're able to distribute now is made possible through Christ Jesus, of course. But Pastor Rod Baker, I mean, it's amazing how God has brought people together.
Wow, you know, your story is absolutely amazing. We've done everything except for maybe once tell people we can find you.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to let people know where you are so they can figure out where the good news can be found.
Well, you know what? We are at 425 West 14th Street.
Mm-hmm.
We've got three addresses in one building, okay?
I understand how that goes.
Okay.
I've been in one of those things.
So or you can look up 411 West 14th Street, but here's...
Either way will get you there.
Either one will get you there. And we are on the corner of Santa Fe and 14th. Mm-hmm. You know, when people say on the other side of the tracks, we literally, our building is 50 yards from the tracks. I mean, we literally are on the west side of the tracks. Our property connects with Brookhaven Apartments.
Understood.
Okay. So there's a convenience store right across the street. It's called FYC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're on the north side of 14th. We're on the south side of 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's an amazing, I'll make mention of that. We probably have as much traffic there on 14th Street as Frank Phillips does.
I'm not surprised.
Nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to share this. My wife reminded me of this. A while back we had this young lady visit us from Uganda.
Oh.
And she was sitting in service, and later on we went to lunch with her, and we were sitting there, and she said, "Pastor, please don't be offended when I say this to you." She said, "But as I sat in your congregation," she said, "I looked around and I thought, land of misfits." I said, wow, praise God, because that's exactly who we are. We are not normal, you know? We don't want to be normal. But God's grace and God's mercy has brought us all together. Mm-hmm. And the things that he's doing, I can't, you know, you ask, do I ever sleep? I don't know if I do. I guess I do. But I don't even think about what we do, because we just do. I mean, it's not a challenge. It's not a job. It's not work. It's just, you know, God has called us to do certain things, and we just flow with it. We just do it. So
that's great.
Yeah, yeah. But there's so many. I want to make sure that people know there are so many amazing ministries here in Bartlesville. So many. And as God is bringing the church, the body of Christ together, we're going to get a whole lot more done. Mm-hmm. And this cold winter snap was just a tip of the eye, no pun intended, but just a tip of the iceberg as to I don't know.
Works for me.
Okay, all right. But just a tip of the iceberg as to what God mm-hmm. wants to do when the body comes together.
Yeah.
You know. What? Go, mm-hmm. babe. Go ahead. You can't say
it. West Side Misfits.
West Side Misfits. Okay.
So, you know, and
peculiar.
Yeah, very, very peculiar. Very peculiar. We have Ray of Hope Ranch, Buddy, and Jimmy Blake that are a part of our ministry, and they do, I don't know how to say it, behavioral. They use horses to teach people.
Horse therapy, yeah.
Yeah, horse therapy. Just like Stormwalker Ranch. Stormwalker mm-hmm. Ranch, we partner with them and we work
great
with them. We do
too.
Things with them. Awesome, awesome, amazing people. Mm-hmm. We have this young lady, her name is Lainey. When she gets off work from Stormwalker on Friday evenings, she comes straight to the church, pulls her horse trailer, bounces her horse out of there, and she just goes through the neighborhood. And it's almost like the Pied Piper.
Oh,
you know?
My.
And the kids just come and they follow her around, and she mm-hmm. and she gently speaks Jesus into their lives. You know,
Jimmy.
It's an amazing ministry. Jimmy Blake does the same thing with Ray of Hope. Jimmy and Buddy, they do the same thing. You know, they bounce their horses out. And we ride, there's several of us that ride Harleys mm-hmm. there at Gut Real. And, I tell the horse people, I say, you know, we can bust off these Harleys and we don't get a second look. I said, but when you bounce these horses out of those trailers, the kids just come.
Oh, they do.
And when the kids come, the mamas and the daddies start looking too.
Yeah.
So this is reaching further than just a horse walking down the road. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But once again, it's the body of Christ coming together.
Amen.
Each one has a call. Each one of us have a call. And
that is amazing.
Yeah.
And God linked the horses together through a prayer of our daughter. And he's just outpoured all of this horse stuff. And we're like, what's the horse thing about? So,
yeah, our daughter Presley prayed a prayer. I hate to say haphazardly, but she came from St. Louis.
Teenager.
She's a teenager. She came from St. Louis, where she lives with her father. And, Mom, I want to ride a horse. I want to take riding lessons. I want to... And my wife is like, honey, that's expensive. She said, let's pray about it. She said,
pray
about it. And Shiloh said, yeah, let's pray about it. Let's pray it in. Where do you want to ride? She said, I don't know. I heard of a place called Stormwalker. So literally, Mom and Presley prayed and had Presley repeat the prayer, Lord, make it possible for me to ride at Stormwalker Ranch. It was not 5 minutes. And there was a lady walked in the door.
Careful what you pray for,
exactly,
kids.
Exactly, exactly. It wasn't 5 minutes and a lady walked in the door, and the conversation was still going on. She goes, well, I know people at Stormwalker. And that week, they were out at Stormwalker Ranch.
Oh, my goodness.
The answer
wow.
was there. And the, yeah, yeah. Phyllis and Clay.
Uh-huh.
Amazing, amazing people at Stormwalker.
I hate to do this. Our time is up. Yeah. But I want everybody, if you missed a part of our broadcast here with Get Real Ministries, Pastor Rando Gamble and Shiloh here, that you can watch it on Facebook Live.
Yes.
And, of course, it'll be with our news story here, too, and catch up with them and everything else. Thank you for coming in.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. Thank you for
Thank
having
you.
Us.
And speaking of horse, get better.
Thank you.
Love you both. Take care.
Thank you. God bless.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family.